makes a difference in our hearts.
毫无疑问，刚才李弟兄献的诗歌触动了大家的心怀。
As we've been singing and hearing sung about Jesus' love for us, it brings great joy to our spirit.
每当我们听到那些阻碍我们的诗歌，我们的心里就充满了欢乐。
This morning I want to share with you a little bit from the subject of prayer.
今天早晨我要跟大家分享的是关于祷告的一些心得。
Probably one of the most important things that we as Christians can experience, and it is our privilege to be able to talk to God and then have Him respond to us.
作为基督徒，我们有一项与众人不同的特权，就是我们可以通过祷告，和我们的天父直接讲话。
I'm going to begin my sermon this morning by talking about flying in an airplane.
我今天的讲道要从一个故事开始，那是关于乘坐飞机的。
We've all had that experience, and we probably all can tell some story about our flight experiences.
我们大家都坐过飞机，一定有关于乘坐飞机的体验。
When the fasten seatbelt sign comes on, it means one of three things.
当那个我们座位前面的灯上面亮起那个要扎上保险带的时候，一定有三件事情之中一件会发生。
You're taking off or you're landing and experiencing turbulence.
要不就是飞机要降落，要不就是飞机要起飞，要不就是遇到强大的气流。
All three things are crucial during your flight.
在飞行过程中，这三件事都是非常重要的。
Because all three are transitions as well.
因为这三件事都会带来改变。
In the case of taking off, we know what to expect.
如果发生了这种事情，我们期待着什么呢
？When landing, we know what to expect.
当降落的时候，我们知道我们将期待什么。
But in mid-flight, when the fasten seatbelt sign comes on.You just don't know.
但是飞行过程中，如果那个因为气流强大，这个扎保险带的灯亮起来的时候，你就不知道将会发生什么。
And I'm sure that you all have a story or have heard a story of that happening.
我相信大家一定有过这样的经历，或者听到过类似的故事。
When the captain finally turns off that sign, we say, "Wow."
当那个机长把那个灯关掉的时候，大家一定在想：哇，总算平安了。
Since 9/11, for our nation, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign.
自从9/11以后，机长就常常会遇到情况就把那个灯打开。
Either trouble ahead, or it could be a short, small bump.
或者是有一点小的毛病，或者是因为天气的情况，这个扎保险带的灯就会亮起来。
The economy may surge ahead.
我们的经济有时候也是会发生类似的情况。
Wars may end, and terrorism may be a thing of the past.
战争尽管结束了，但是恐怖主义的威胁依然存在。
Or may be in many years of uncertainty.
说不定在将来的很多年里面，这种恐怖主义的威胁还是存在在我们中间。
It could be that the fasten the seatbelt sign has come on, and you are personally experiencing some uncertainty.
这些就像我们乘坐飞机的过程中，那个扎保险带的灯亮起来一样。
The doctor may have called. Your job may be at risk, or your marriage is at risk.
可能医生打电话给你说你的体检报告有问题，或者你的工作要丢失了，或者你的婚姻亮起了红灯。
Whatever the case, as the situation in the jet, we are out of control.
不管在飞行过程中出现了什么样的问题，大家知道我们是无法控制的。
Actually, we have never really been in control.
而且实际上我们从来都没有能够控制过这样的事情。
But if we're honest with ourselves, it's sure fun to think that we are in control.
但是如果我们对自己比较诚实的话，我们可以有一件事可以确定我们能控制。
When the reality of the situation is staring us in the face, personally or nationally, it is frightening.
当个人的生活情况或者经济情况发生亮起了红灯的时候，那是很吓人的。
The good news is,
好消息是
Most of what we are given in the scriptures was written in an environment of uncertainty.
我们圣经里面有很多处讲到生活中遇到不确定的时候该怎么办。
The Bible is not filled with feel-good messages.
圣经并不是永远充满着好的信息的。
In the Bible, we find God speaking directly to uncertain times.
我们在圣经里面发现，我们的天父也常常讲到不确定的事情。
Maybe more comforting, we see God's hand in the midst of uncertainty.
但是在这些不确定当中，如果我们知道有主的手在扶持着我们，我们就会安心很多。
Let me share a few examples with you.
我来和大家分享一些例子。
Joseph found himself in a pit while his brothers debated whether to sell him or to kill him.
大家记得约瑟的故事，他的兄弟们要把他卖掉，把他丢在一个陷阱里面，这是走投无路。
And we discovered that God was with him.
但是我们发现主和他在一起。
King David was awakened one morning to a rumor that his own son was conspiring against him.
这个大卫王有一天早晨醒来，得到消息，他自己亲生儿子背叛他，起兵反对他。
But he had no proof, yet many psalms reflect the uncertainty of his days.
在那些日子里面，没有一样这个诗歌或怎么样能够把这些不确定性消除。
The Apostle Paul thought God had called him, but found himself bound and dragged to prison.
保罗在关在监狱里的时候，同样遇到类似的事情。
And his future was in question.
他的将来，他的未来是很成问题的。
The Bible tells us that he writes to us about what to do when God's promises don't seem to be coming true.
保罗的书信里面大家可以看到就上帝对他的应许有的时候并没有如期实现。
Another illustration that reminds us of God's presence is the afternoon an angel appeared to a teenage girl and announced that she was pregnant.
但是另外一个故事就是说天使出现了说童女怀孕了。
The Bible says that Mary was perplexed.
上帝说婚姻是很复杂的事情。
What did this mean?
这什么意思呢？
The future was completely different.
因为未来是完全不同的。
The Bible is filled with stories of peaceful people facing uncertainty and discovering that God not only is absent,
大家可以在看到圣经里面有许许多的故事，可以看到当人们遇到不确定的时候，上帝常常并没有出现。
But he is often diligently at work accomplishing his will.
但是上帝通过其他各种办法很聪明的就解决问题。
The Bible is about how much God is in control and how very much we are not.
圣经里面充满了这样的故事，上帝是控制一切的，我们自己毫无控制能力。
And that is exactly why we will not like some of the answers that we find here when it comes to responding to uncertainty.
这就是我们在遇到不确定的时候，我们应该如何对待我们那些自己的答案是不正确的。
I want the answer to be that of if I will do three things,Life will be back to normal.
我要在这里跟大家分享的是，如果我们生活中有三种情况出现的话，我们就会好很多。
And I will be in control again.
然后我们自己就会重新有控制这些事情的权利。
What we find in the scripture seems much too passive.
我们在圣经里面常常读到那些很被动的事情。
It leaves us too vulnerable and dependent.
使我们变得好像非常依赖这个，然后就非常不可靠。
I don't want to fasten my seatbelt.
他说很多时候人们就想，我不愿意把这个保险带扎起来。
I just want the turbulence to go away.
我就想那个高速的气流就自己走掉。
I don't want to be guided through it.
我并不想按照机长的指示来行事。
I want to be led around it.
我要就是自己能够让它过去。
I want to find something in here that will guarantee my safety.
我希望这边有一件事情能够保证我的安全。
The end of terrorism.
然后把那个恐怖主义都结束。
The cure for diseases.
把我们的疾病都完全治疗好。
A booming economy.
然后经济会重新蓬勃起来。
in a sustaining Wall Street.
然后华尔街的那些股票市场会非常稳定。
And the question is, where are these verses?
问题是我们所有这些答案经文里面有相同的诗句吗或者经文吗
As frustrating as some of the answers might be, the options are worse.
对于这些选择好像是很不理想我们实际上生活是更不理想。
Worry, panic, overreacting, and fear.
然后我们担心，我们害怕，我们过度忧虑等等。
And I've never known any of these to be productive.
然后这些全部都不会带来生产力。
Actually, they generally make things worse.
通常我们这些担心忧虑只会使事情变得更糟。
Relationally, nobody gets our undivided attention.
然后这样的过程是没有人能够得到他想要的。
We get very self-centered.
我们大家都非常以自我为中心。
Financially, we make decisions based on our ability to predict the future.
从财务上面来讲，我们都想自己有能力控制未来。
We shop to kill the pain.
我们就是到处就是想购买一种能够止痛的处方。
So don't underestimate what God says about times of uncertainty.
所以大家不要低估上帝说的时间是注定那些不确定的因素。
This is not new to Him.
对于上帝来说，这并不是新的事情。
The Bible is not a manual about how to get back into control.
这个圣经并不是一部那个工具书，那个说明如何把你解决问题所有都解决掉。
It's about learning to follow through with confidence that God is in control.
圣经要告诉我们的是，只有让上帝来控制，那我们才会得到安宁。
So what should we do?
说我们应该怎么做呢？
Well, it's the title of the sermon, pray.
这就是我今天讲到的主题，我们祷告吧。
When Paul wrote this, he was in prison.
当保罗在写这些经文的时候，他正在监狱里面。
And he instructs us to pray in times of uncertainty.
他认为就是祷告能够解决那些不确定的因素。
After being shipwrecked in Malta, Paul arrives in Rome during the reign of Nero.
他从那个监狱里面出来以后，他找到尼罗。
It was not a good time for Christians to be in Rome.
在罗马，基督徒是很倒霉的，很遭殃的。
And he was writing to the church that was 700 miles away, or 4 months of travel.
保罗在那里写书信给那些教会，离那边有四个月的路程，或者700英里。
Did you notice from the reading of the scripture the instruction?Rejoice, the Lord is near.
这就是我们今天圣经里面讲到的，就是我们要一无挂虑，要喜乐，要常常喜乐。
In the midst of uncertainty, don't be dragged into the same sense of gloom and doom as everyone else.
在遇到不确定因素的时候，我们不要像普通人一样惊慌不安。
Because you know who is in control.
因为你应该知道是谁在控制这一切。
My dear brothers and sisters, God hasn't gone anywhere.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，上帝并没有走远，他和我们在一起。
Don't let uncertainty impact your character. Be gracious and gentle.
不要让那些不确定性、危险、困难打搅我们，我们要喜乐。
Don't lose your influence.
不要消失丢失你的影响力，作为基督徒的影响力。
The writer says, be anxious for nothing.
就是这个经文里面讲焦虑是不能带来任何好处的。
This is where I need to step aside and simply let the scriptures speak for themselves.
现在我应该走到旁边让经文自己来说话。
Yes, you can look at me and say, what does the preacher know?
对，你们可以跟我说，对，这个讲道里面在讲什么，圣经里面在讲什么。
I'm just quoting a prisoner who knows what happens to Christians under Nero.
他说我只不过是在引用那个一个在尼罗那边监狱里面的一个囚徒，就是保罗的话。
Paul was staring down the barrel of extermination along with his causes.
保罗就在那边，就他在这样讲。
Because of Nero, he has his way, and there will be no church if he wins out.
他说，因为尼罗，他就没有别的教会，他就只能这样。
What would be a natural response? To be anxious, wouldn't it?
在这种情况下，正常的反应是什么呢？我们都会焦虑。
But what we are supposed to do is to be strong is the contrast of anxiousness.
实际上我们应该做的是变得更强壮起来，相对不要去忧虑。
Again, I remind you from our passage, it says, but in everything, let your requests be made known to God.
我这要强调我们今天讲到题目，一切要交托给主，凡事记着祷告。
But maybe you say, I've done that.
也许你会说，我已经这样做了。
But I'm still anxious, I'm still stressed out.
你说我既然把一切都交给主，还是焦急，还是忧虑，还是不安。
Besides, nothing happens, nothing is changing.
而且什么都没改变，任何事情都还是原样。
Paul is not talking about that type of experience.
保罗并没有讲他这样的经历。
He is simply saying, when we pray, is saying, Lord, you know my needs.
他只是说我们祷告时要说，天父啊，你知道我们的需求。
He's not talking about emergency prayer.
他并不是遇到紧急的情况就来祷告。
He's not talking about a 30-second kind of prayer.
他也并不是说为了其他事情来祷告。
Look how he describes the prayer.
他是如何形容这个祷告的呢？
By prayer and by supplication.
他说要告诉神，神所赐人出人意外的平安。
And he repeats it with intensity.
然后就是要在耶稣里保守他的心怀意念。
He simply says, with thanksgiving, you begin to trust.
他说只要你这个告诉神，神所赐人出人意外的平安，你就在里面可以保守你心怀意念。
Present your request to God.
把你所凡事所要求的都要急着祷告、祈求和感谢。
Let your request be known literally.
将你们所要的要告诉神。
Reveal the mystery of your request.
然后完全就是把你们所遭受的这些平安不要放在一边。
When we pray, it's not to inform God.
我们的祷告并不是仅仅就是通知上帝，
but it is to discover what it is that you are really after and verbalize that to God.
就是说你要把所有的心告诉我们的天父，其实这样就够了。
Uncertainty elicits fear.
如果你老是觉得不确定的话，就会带来那个焦虑和害怕。
When we are able to discover and to give God those deep and otherwise unknown desires, something begins to happen.
如果你光是把那些焦虑、焦急交给神，其他都不管的话，你会有不同的感觉。
Let me illustrate what that prayer might be.
我再来重复一遍这些祷告是怎么一回事。
Lord, I need a job.
比如说我们祷告，天父啊，我需要一个工作。
And God may respond back in the quietness of a whisper, what are you afraid of?
然后天父可能就会轻轻地跟你说，你在怕什么呢？
I might say nothing.
我可能说，我没有害怕什么呀。
But the truth is, I am afraid.
但实际上我心里在害怕，这工作要是没得怎么办。
I'm afraid for my family.
我担心我的家庭。
I'm afraid for my reputation.
我担心我的名誉，失业了是很不名誉的事情。
But let me say this.He hears, God hears our whispers.
但是我告诉你们，我们记在心里悄悄地说，上帝也能听见。
And what he says to us is, I can handle it.
他告诉我们的是，放心吧，我会处理这些事情。
In your prayers of uncertainty, pray this.
当你遇到不确定的时候，你这样，应该这样祷告。
Lord, I need you to give me a job.
你应该这样说，天父啊，我需要你，我需要你给我一个工作。
And I will not be afraid, but I will wait on you.
你应该说，我不会害怕，也不会担心，但是我会等待你。
You see, our prayer then of that style is placing into God's hands what only God's hands are capable of handling.
大家看这样的祷告和前一种祷告就不一样，我们完完全全把事情交托在天父的手里了。
The result is peace，
然后结果就会是很平安的。
Which surpasses all of our thoughts，
然后就所有就是超越了我们的担心。
It transcends human understanding，
它完全超越了我们人类所能理解的。
And it gives to us simple peace，
给我们的仅仅是喜悦的平安。
And peace provides change，
然后我们的这种平安呢会带来改变的。
Peace is grounded in the fact that God is in control，
我们这样的平静的心态就是相信天父会控制一切。
What we're simply saying is peace stands guard， it protects your heart and mind and your emotions and your thoughts，
就是我们这样的平安喜乐呢，就会给主带来，就是我们相信主，就能事情就是把发生不一样。
When the circumstances and the pressure grab your attention, there is peace。
当所有这些压力都走掉的时候，你就会带来平安。
You're not all knotted up inside。
你就不会孤独地站在一边。
When things take you by surprise, there is peace。
当惊喜带来的时候，那也是一种平安。
It is an inside thing that sets us apart on the outside。
我们内心的平安会带来外面的变化。
If there's nothing else that I say this morning, hear this next statement that I make because it's very important to us all。
如果今天上午我讲的别的你们都没记住的话，下面的话请大家来注意一下。
Prayer is not about changing things。
祷告并不是仅仅能够带来变化。
Prayer is about being changed。
祷告是就是它本身就是带来变化。
Let me repeat that. Prayer isn't about changing things。
祷告并不是就是带来事情的变化。
Prayer is about being changed。
祷告就是它本身就是带来
变化。Change the trust the Father with the things only He can control。
要信任我们的天父，相信他能带来一切改变。
Change so that we are free from decisions that only complicate our lives。
我们大家要知道，焦虑、担心、害怕只会给生活带来更多的不确定性。
Change because we have placed into God's hands what only God's hands are capable of handling。
把一切交托在主的手上，才有可能改变。
Brothers and sisters, I didn't learn this from the Bible。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我并不是光仅仅从圣经里面学到这些。
Early on, I found a place to pray。
一大早我就发现一个地方可以安心祷告的。
And I stayed until the peace came。
我就一直在那里祷告，直到平安降临。
Stayed until I had sufficiently handed off what God intended to carry away。
我在那里祷告，一直直到天父能够掌管一切而为止。
When the fasten seatbelt comes on，
当那个要让你们扎紧保险带的灯亮起来的时候
，Let me just simply say， pray。
我只能说，我们大家祷告吧。
Amen。
阿门。Thank you.